We've got a guy on who is a Bay Area guy. Always loved working with him when he was in San Jose, and that is Mark Gonzalez, who writes for the Chicago Tribune and covers the Cubs. Gonzo, how are you?
Doing well, Marty. How are you?
Well, we're doing okay. It's been a baseball season, as they like to say, and you certainly have had one, and I'm glad to have you on because the Cubs, another winner today, beat the Brewers, and the Cubs made some, I think, some real statements this week through Joe Maddon and the trades they made. So bring us up to date on Cub baseball today.
Yeah, they were desperately seeking a hitter who could handle left-handed pitching, and they went out and got Nicholas Castellanos from the Tigers, and he's hit the ground running. He's really given them a presence at the top of the order, and especially against left-handed pitchers such as today in a win over the Brewers. You don't see many lefties in this division, the National League Central, but there are guys like Gio Gonzalez, or there's lefties like Josh Hader that are going to be pitching in big situations. And they just lack that guy that can handle left-handed pitching. You know, Albert Almora, who ironically hit the game-winning homer today, he had a great history against lefties, but he hadn't done anything this year against lefties. So they're really lacking, not just Albert, but a lot of guys down through the order. So they shored up that area there. And then a couple of days earlier, they went out and got David Phelps from the Blue Jays. He hasn't pitched much because he's coming off Tommy John surgery. But he certainly gives them length deep in the bullpen because Pedro Strop's been out for a while. He has struggled, as you guys noticed, 10 days ago in a walk-off loss against the Giants. So those are the two main areas. They also added Tony Kemp from the Astros, a speedster who can play second, but more importantly is a contact hitter, something they've really lacked. They've struggled with runners in scoring position. So the hope is that when Kemp plays, he can give them a good at-bat.
Mm. And Joe Maddon said it, and part of what made me interested this week with Cub baseball, he said, look, I don't care who we got. If you're not producing, sit down. I'm going to play guys who can play. And for Joe Maddon, that was kind of unusual, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was, but I think we reached that point where these guys who have had a chance to prove themselves for 4 months haven't done it, and then therefore they've had to go out and get guys who they believe can perform because we've heard all the hype about their prospects and their growth and development, and in some cases it just hasn't happened. And this is a critical year for this franchise. There's been a lot of hype about going back to the World Series, and they've kind of regressed since 2016. So this is a big year, not just for the franchise, but Joe as well, who's in the last year of his contract.
Well, big game today for Cole Hamels. How about that?
Yeah, the starting pitching has been pretty dependable, but to have Cole Hamels back really gives him a lift. He gave him five solid innings. He was on a pitch count of 75. He gave him five scoreless in 74, and I think the big thing was he looked pretty sharp. His velocity was down maybe a tick or two, but all his other pitches were pretty sharp, and I think that bodes well. You know, they were able to get away with a four-man rotation for most of the start of the second half, but now they're in a stretch where they don't have a day off for about another week or so. So having Cole back in there gives him quality length.
Well, what about Castellanos from Detroit? Where does he play? Because he was on the Giants' radar at some point, and they would say, well, does he have a position? He's going to be a free agent and all that, and he can swing the bat, but where does he play?
He's in the corner. Right now it's right field. Jason Hayward moves to center field, which was his natural position. He's played there quite a bit because Joe has opted to go with the strongest lineup, and that means that Albert Almora comes off the bench usually as a defensive replacement. You know, Castellanos probably play left if they're facing a tough lefty. That means Schwarber sits in left, but he's mostly a corner guy at this point.
Mm, interesting. Well, Mark Gonzalez with us covers the Cubs, and Gonzo, of course, the Giants are going to be there pretty soon to Wrigley Field. The atmosphere at Wrigley Field, it's summertime, the ivy is on the wall, the Cubs are starting to look a little better. What's it like now in a weekend?
It's crazy, you know, and it's not just because we have Lollapalooza here this weekend. It's crazy. It's still baseball, you know, reigns supreme here. You know, tickets are through the roof. It's quite an experience. You know, they have this area, Gallagher Way, which is situation where we used to be a donut shop and a car wash. They've really changed the neighborhood quite a bit. So the baseball experience is tops when it comes to coming down here, but there are other things to do in the neighborhood, but they've really made it a destination.
Cardinals didn't do much at the trade deadline, but the Cardinals, all of a sudden, we saw them out here. They didn't look that alive to me. You know, I said, boy, is that it? And all of a sudden now the Cardinals, even with Wainwright pitching, the Cardinals are pitching, Dakota Hudson. Cardinals are playing great ball. You saw a lot of them here in a couple of series.
Yeah, Flaherty was lights out against them, you know, with a one
hitter
through
yeah.
seven innings. He's pretty deluxe. I mean, you look at his innings to strikeout rate, they're about as good as anybody's in the National League outside of a Scherzer. And then Goldschmidt, you guys have seen him before. I mean, this guy can carry a team for 3-4 weeks, and he's done that in July to put the Cardinals on top. It's going to be a fascinating decision. One thing I don't want to leave out, Wilson Contreras injured his right hamstring today, and it's not looking good. And I remember, and I'm sure a lot of your listeners do as well, 2 years ago he hurt his right hamstring against the Giants and was out a month, and that's the fear right now.
Yeah, and they just got rid of Maldonado. Who's the backup catcher?
It'll be Victor Caratini. He's a switch hitter. He works well with a lot of the pitchers, but he's certainly not Contreras' caliber. So that's going to be an issue, and especially, you know, when the A's come here, you know, Lester's pitching, and Lester is not the John Lester of 5 years ago when the express lanes were open against him, because Contreras does such a good job of shutting down the running game, and now without Wilson, it's going to be a big challenge for Lester working with Caratini.
Boy, great report. Mark Gonzalez, Chicago Tribune. Now, what about Derek Holland? How's he doing? Has he done the Kermit the Frog yet?
No, he stayed under the radar. You know, unfortunately for Derek, he was brought in a big situation on Thursday and gave up a home run to the Matt Wieters. And most of the criticism went toward Joe Maddon. Why would you bring in a lefty like Holland who struggles against righties?
Yeah.
You know, it was a great debate post-game. But Derek's going to get more chances. I mean, they feel that using him in a more limited role, he's going to be more and more effective and probably have more zip on his fastball. That remains to be seen yet, because they have a guy, Kyle Ryan, who's been off the charts recently, is a left-handed specialist who can be a one-inning guy, but I think there's going to be some opportunities for Derek down the stretch.
Yeah, he's a lefty against lefties. He's lights out, a lefty specialist. Bring him in for a lefty hitter, and generally you're getting out of trouble.
Yeah, he's going to get some chances because, I mean, they got a series coming up as well against the A's and Joey Votto and the Reds. Then we go to, you know, Pittsburgh and Philly later. He's going to see Harper. So there's going to be a lot of chances for him.
Boy, interesting. All right, Mark Gonzalez, Chicago Tribune. The Central. Boy, we look at what's going on in the East with Philly last night and the pitchers playing the outfield and Atlanta and Washington. And then you got the big fight this week. Come on, Cincinnati and Pittsburgh and Puig being traded and Bauer now with Cincinnati. Well, what a division this turned into all of a sudden.
Yeah, it's pretty wacky right now. And then the Cubs go to Cincinnati. You know, they've had some tough games with the Reds. The Reds have handled them pretty well. And then you got Bauer, who they'll probably face him on Thursday. And he stuck it to him twice a couple of years ago in interleague play. So it's really a challenging division. And keep in mind the Cubs, who have been awful on the road,
yes,
finished the season with three games at Pittsburgh and three at St. Louis. So if they don't get their act together, I mean, it doesn't bode well for them down the stretch.
Boy, interesting. I think the Cubs have the best chance against the Dodgers because they have so many lefties that you can slow L.A. down. And I think that's a huge part with Hamels and Lester and even having Holland and, as you say, Ryan in the bullpen.
And Quintana as well. I mean, it's
Quintana,
very odd.
Yeah.
It's very odd in this division. I think when Stephen Brault starts and maybe Gio, those are the only two lefties in this division outside of the Cubs threesome.
Wow, interesting. Interesting. Well, any surprises for you? I asked this to Paul White earlier on the trade deadline thing. Of course, Greinke was a little bit of a shock for everybody that they pulled it together. But surprises that of what didn't happen or what did happen for you?
The Yankees, I was really surprised at the lack of movement. I was very, very surprised because, yeah, they're in first place, but, you know, with the Yankees, the objective singular, go all the way. And, you know, there's some issues there, and I was very surprised that they didn't go out and add somebody to their pitching staff. I was very stunned.
All right. Well, we're going to see you in not too distant future. And as I said to the audience today, the Giants audience and everyone listening on KMBR, Giants have 55 losses, the Cubs with 51, Washington with 51. I don't care who Washington or the Cubs play, I hope you lose. You know, they got to, because I can see, and Paul said this and Bruce said it too, Bruce Jenkins, you know, you don't want that separation in the loss column.
No.
That's this time of year. So, well, you've been around August baseball with Art Howe and folks like that. You know what August baseball is. Young legs take over. That's what they used to tell me.
Oh, Joe Maddon usually has great August because he puts such an emphasis on it and says that September provides its own adrenaline.
Yeah. The pros take over in September is the way it goes. Hey, Mark, always a pleasure having you on. Anyone you want to say hello to today in the area?
All your listeners and my family.
All right. Well, they know who they are.
That's right.
All right. Take care. Thanks for taking the time. I know you worked hard today. Thank you, Mark.
Anytime, Marty. All the best.
All right. That is Mark Gonzalez, who covers the Cubs for the Chicago Tribune.